Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Put your feet up in the stirrups, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Crab Diving Live. A little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast means that we're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ear holes if you're listening to us live. If not, you might be listening to a rerun. You might be listening to us as a podcast from iTunes, from Stitcher, from crabdiving.com. Any way you take us in, thanks. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your patronage.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Thanks for
patronage.
Some of your, I think either.
I think it's patronage.
But I think patronage.
It works.
Works also. I think it's one of those either ors.
Right.
I don't think it's a hard rule.
No.
Hard. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon here, Los Angeles, California. No oil slicks have reached here yet.
No, nor have any of those horrible flowers from Australia.
You know what
I'm talking about? The gimpy.
The gimpy gimpy that we talked about on yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com to listen to that. We talked about this plant that is found in the rainforests of Australia.
G'day.
And it, to put it mildly, it just fucks your shit up.
It does.
If you touch it, it puts these little evil hairs into you that...
Why would God do that?
...spew this poison that can last up to a year, can hurt for a year if they don't somehow get the hairs out and shit.
Jesus.
It's, just
God works. God works in mysterious and painful ways.
And allegedly, there was a guy who made the mistake of trying to wipe his bum.
Oh.
With this plant, this large, leafy, heart-shaped plant, and that he ended up taking his own life from the pain that he was suffering. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's,
oh, shit.
That's in the, I don't know what the hell I was reading about. But
was it in the New York Times?
Was it like treehugger.com
something
like that?
Somebody's blog.
Yeah, some...
horrible, dude.
But I did check the Wikipedia on that, and it actually...
Somebody did that?
That plant actually is that and does that. They didn't mention the guy wiping his ass.
No, asshole. Okay.
But they did mention the...
Gimpy.
They did mention the fact that it's got a bunch of different names and it does heinous things to you. They showed some of the rashes. I saw
gross.
Some of the pictures of the rashes.
Why would you look at that?
Yeah, it ain't pretty.
For what? Why did you need to look at that?
Well, it was just on the page.
Oh,
I couldn't help
choice.
It. Yeah,
no.
It was. I went to Wikipedia, and right there is a big pussy rash.
Ugh, gross. Ah.
Yeah, so that's what's going on there. The dog is curled up on her memory foam pillow, ready for the show.
Yeah, good job.
I guess we could check out and see what's going on out in the world today on this Thursday afternoon. Sarah Palin takes us.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, Los Angeles, California.
Hello.
Here on the from the Crab Diving Tower. I'm just trying to look at the date. Dateline, May the 21st, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We like to check to see what's going on the Huffington Post, the Commie Pinko liberal
effete
Huffington Post. I know what this story is. And this story is already causing squealing and crying and the end of the universe.
No.
According to our friends on the right.
Fuck you.
The headline on the Huffington Post has a photograph of the Robert Gates, who is the president of Boy Scouts of America.
Hey, little Bobby Gates.
And Robert Gates, in a speech in Atlanta.
Oh, I've been there.
At the Scouts National Annual Meeting.
Oh, shit.
He referred to recent moves by Scout councils in New York City and elsewhere to defy the ban on openly gay adults participating in the Boy Scouts of America.
He's for or against the gay?
He said the status quo in our movement's membership standards cannot be sustained. He's thinking you got to just let the gays in.
Absolutely. Something you should teach in Boy Scouts. Those guys over there, they're people.
He just raised the possibility of revising the policy at some point soon so that at least local scout organizations could decide on their own. So I guess, it's not that progressive.
What?
Because, in central Alabama, how many of them are going to say, we welcome the homosexual leader here?
That always kills me. I mean, the point is someone has to do it for them. When has Alabama ever made anybody think that they are capable of making decisions about human rights on their own?
Right. The small table at Thanksgiving.
Right.
The Civil Rights Act, the election, all the voters' rights.
Right.
These places like Texas. Look at Texas. The Supreme Court hadn't even wiped its dick on the drapes after it reamed the Constitution and reamed the Voters' Rights Act. And
gross.
When Texas was like, ooh, we get to put in our voter restrictions. And then they sued, Eric Holder sued right away. And even in Texas, I think there was even a Texas judge that was like, oh, God, these are unconstitutional. Even shit. By our standards, you can't do this shit.
You know it's wrong.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Right.
It's heinous.
And a couple other of these states were trying to get away with bullshittery, right? Instantly after. Supreme Court, struck down that whatever.
Yeah, you can't let Boy Scouts, a troop of Boy Scouts in Mississippi decide on this. Someone else has to do it for them.
Right.
You just can't. It just can't be trusted. That's what we've learned.
So already I saw, out in the right-wingosphere, they're losing their fucking minds over
God
that one.
God damn it. I want my kid to learn how to tie knots, not suck dick.
Right. What kind of merit badges are we going to be getting?
All right.
So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post. They say, attaboy.
Yeah. Well,
attaboy, by the way, is the headline on the Huffington Post.
Try again, dickheads.
They're congratulating Robert Gates on joining, the 20th century, not even the 21st.
Right. So. Attaboy. There's a, in the Cub Scouts, you can be a bear.
Really?
Yeah, it's a level. It's in between. You start out.
Is that the bigger, hairier kids?
Oh, yes. You start out as a wolf cub, and then once you've tied all your knots and assembled all your merit badges, you are then allowed to progress to the bear level. And then you go to the Weeblos. I'm not kidding you, it's Weeblo. It really is Weeblo. How could you name anything like that and not, think that someone's not
somewhere
going to make fun of it.
Well, come on. Somebody somewhere was Weeblo. Like, let's call them Weeblo, and it stuck. They thought it was a joke.
Yeah. That the Cub Scouts have weird badges and stuff on their uniforms. I was a Cub Scout, and there's one level, I think when you're a bear, that you get there's this little plastic diamond-looking white badge that hangs off the front
cocky badge?
Yes, your front pocket.
Yeah.
And then from it, it's got these two little plastic strings. And then when once you accomplish a chore or a task or do something of merit, you get a yellow ball tied on to the plastic string until you have filled up your strings with all the necessary balls. Then you can... I mean, it just sounds crazy as I'm explaining it, but it's true. Then you progress on to the next level.
Tigers at age 7.
Okay.
First grade boys join a tiger den.
Sounds stupid.
God, this sounds creepier than they might attend. Where each boy works with an adult partner on the requirements to earn his tiger badge.
Oh, God.
Wolf Scouts.
Right.
Second grade boys graduate into a wolf den. They go to weekly den meetings on their own, but their families still help them work on the requirements for the wolf badge.
Yes.
Boys in third grade are Bear Scouts.
Oh, my God.
Members of a bear den. They also work with their families to do the requirements for the bear badge.
I'm an otter.
But boys this old have enough knowledge and skill to take on more of the work by themselves.
Not really. Not sometimes.
Third grade?
My dad.
Eight?
We had to make these Pinewood Derby racers, these little cars.
Yeah, sure.
Cut out of balsa wood.
You
wheels on them. My dad helped me. He kind of did it. I mean, I helped some. I've never been good with
you
saws
painted
and wood. Yeah. Oh, I painted it. Shut up. No, it looked amazing. Actually, my mom helped me paint it, actually. Too.
Your art teacher, mother.
I stood there like a dumbass. No. I did
probably
some of it.
Probably looked great. It was amazing.
I scored.
Lydia Pfeiffer original.
I scored a bronze medal in the Pinewood.
Your parents scored a bronze medal.
That's right. Fuck off. I got an angry pirate.
Boys in the fourth and fifth grade become Weeblow Scouts.
It's Weeblows. Is it Weeblow?
Weeblo.
Weeblow.
Maybe the second E is silent because it's funnier.
Do you see those yellow beads of which I'm referring?
Weeblow Scouts do more advanced activities to get ready to graduate into Boy Scouting.
Tie some knots. Trailer hitch. Name a knot.
What?
Can you even name a knot?
A square knot.
That's a... That doesn't count. That's not good enough.
A reverse Lindsay.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite.
A balloon knot.
Oh, good one.
Balloon knot.
But you don't see the badge that I was talking about. It's so weird looking.
It doesn't...
They just have odd... Google Cub Scout uniforms. It's fucking weird. I'm telling you, it's strange.
What kind of ads am I going to get now after Googling?
Oh, the perfect kind. You're on a fucking list, that's for sure.
Cub Scout uniforms. Yeah, I mean they're crazy. They're very military like, and they're just odd. Yeah, all kinds of. It's like a bolo, yeah. Right? Like
it's very strange.
So there you go.
Why do you want to? I mean, listen, I get why you do it. I had fun in the Scouts. I did. We did a lot of cool shit. We went hiking and camping, all that crap. But why militarize it in a way? You know what I mean? Like, why do they want to make you look like little soldiers?
Well, and now they've homoized it, right? By they're not letting them shoot water guns at each other or throw water balloons.
They've goddamn gayed up the Scouts.
Yesterday's crab diving, we played a clip from
homoized
the fucking Outnumbered on Fox.
Oh, gross!
That horrific, ridiculous show.
What is wrong with those people?
Where four women who are forced to wear skirts where you can almost see their hoo-has, but they're, you know, very serious, respected journalists.
Whoever pitched that idea had 0.0 shame.
And God, they show that wide shot. It's a half circle couch that they all sit in with the man with the penis dead center, of course. The premise is Outnumbered. It's one man and four women. I still haven't seen the reverse, by the way.
Looks like Dean Martin at a Vegas show.
Right.
Like showgirls standing behind him.
And
which is fine.
And you know there's a rule on Fox that the female anchors can't wear pants.
Right. Absolutely. No pants.
That's
I'm not a fucking
that's
asshole.
A
rule.
Yeah,
nobody's wearing pants here, all right?
Roger Ailes doesn't let the women of Fox wear pants.
They have the same dress code at Twin Peaks.
Right.
The restaurant.
Which is where the big gunfight was in Waco. Shockingly, they didn't have real big security standards or didn't do much to try to kick the bikers out.
No, not at all. What were they supposed to do?
I don't know. I mean, the police were there. That's another thing where they're like, we need more guns. Well, there was an armed police force surrounding the place waiting for shit to happen, and 9 people died.
How could there have been more guns?
Now, a couple of them got killed by the popo, but the majority, I think, of them got killed by each other.
Oh, thanks. They saved that county money on bullets then.
God, they said they found guns like in the toilet tanks and weapons. Like, everybody, either when the popo started surrounding the place, they were ditching their weapons, or they just, that's just one of their regular hiding places.
It could be anything. If you know that there's going to be a gunfight somewhere, you're going to hide some fucking guns.
Right.
Imagine you're working you're seating people. You're the working house at the old Twin Peaks. Do they make you sweep for guns before you open the restaurant or something?
Well, it's Texas. You could probably take them in there, right?
Right. I'm allowed to hide a gun. It's Waco. My right.
You're allowed to carry.
More guns. That's what would have made that situation better.
Nothing would have made it better than more guns. Ugh. Bigger guns. What if they were all walking around with long rifles? How great would that been? A few ARs and...
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you something. We should learn from the rest of the world. Like, when something like this happens in Paris, what do? Like, when they have a biker gang roll in and have an all-out gun fight, you know, what do they do in London when this happens? How do they handle it?
They
or in Japan?
Ask them quite politely to leave.
Yeah.
Could you please leave?
They're pussies. They don't have any guns. This wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, the Bobbies don't have guns still.
Bobbies. But this wouldn't have happened in England or Europe, right? Probably.
Well, everything can happen anywhere, I think, but
less likely.
This kind of thing is pretty uniquely American.
How do we...
I think there's not a lot of free... There's not a lot of countries out there where you're just freely allowed to just pack. And also, you know, the whole bike culture and stuff like that, I think is pretty, probably uniquely
so
American.
Trashy. I'm sorry. If you're listening and you're a leather dude into bike motorcycles, turn it off for a second. But it's just trashy.
Well, you got those weekend warriors
so trashy.
Too, like the accountant during the week, and they've got a $18,000 Harley that they ride on the weekends with their leather jacket. Yeah.
But those guys, are they packing? Are they in a gang?
You never know. Look at, they might have their version of, like that asshole in Oklahoma who bought his way onto the sheriff's department. Shot that guy. Oops.
Yeah. Well, he fucked up. He thought he was firing off his taser and it was his gun, right? Is that what happened? Or?
Right. Yeah, he yelled, taser, taser, and then he pulled his gun and shot the guy. Mm. And then he went, I shot him. I accidentally shot him.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What do you do, I guess, after 70, that?
73-year-old man, right?
Uh-huh. What do you say, like, after that? What's what do you say to correct him? As a supervisor, what direction do you give?
What,
do you like,
what
listen,
language do you put on his write-up?
Hey, listen, next time this happens... make sure it's your taser that you have in your hand, your big, fat, white, chubby hand.
Aren't they investigating the fuck out of that now because they allegedly greased the wheels for his, like, he didn't have the training that they alleged that he had?
They just gave him a uniform and a gun.
Somebody's like, here, sign it.
Fuck it.
He gave us all these police cars. Here, sign it.
What do you think's going to happen, dickheads? Give somebody a gun, they don't know what the fuck it...
Yeah,
gonna shoot somebody.
You're gonna find a lot of people that are gonna say, "Who cares? It was a brown one."
Right.
Speaking of, let's dumb it down. Let's set the calendars back a millennia.
That's Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
You're going back in time. So,
also, hold your breath for about 3.5 minutes and then you'll have the correct mind state to go over to the Drudge Report. Over on the Drudge Report, the headline says executive charge. So that means somebody's saying
no shit.
Exec amnesty for child molester. What?
What is this?
Okay, this leads to Oh, it's Breitbart.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Misinformation.
Good God. Drudge is linking their headline to Breit fucking Bart.
Wow. Keeping it classy, asshole.
Is there a prayer rug laying somewhere? So this says that Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley from Iowa, Republican.
Is he an asshole?
Is pressing the Obama administration for answers on an illegal immigrant allegedly granted executive amnesty who's now charged with child molestation and distributing child pornography. So this is a dreamer?
Yeah.
So this is one dreamer,
right,
who is alleged to...
He's dreaming of kids.
...have done some heinous shit. So obviously...
Obama should have known about this.
We can't let anybody in.
Right, exactly.
Because one is a shithead. Let's talk about Republicans that are fucking children.
Oh, sure.
We've had some recent stories about that.
That should be a segment.
That means that all Republicans fuck children. Let's get rid of them all, Chuck Grassley, you cumwad.
Screw you.
This is ridiculous.
Chucky.
This is ridiculous.
It is stupid.
It's some member of a gang who allegedly said executive amnesty, like Obama, flew to Iowa and hung a medal around this asshole's neck and said, I grant you executive amnesty.
You know what this is? This is like, these Republicans, they just go, they're looking for this.
Oh my God. Someone
was looking for this, obviously.
Right.
They're like, let's find examples of these dreamers committing crimes.
Oh, yeah. That one blew a red light.
How many dreamers?
Launch him back to Honduras.
Yeah. You didn't use a signal.
Right. How disgusting. I mean, how really fucking sad and disgusting this is that they're jumping all over this one guy
who is a
dickwad, an asshole,
but
potentially a heinous child pornographer and buggerer.
Yeah, but had he not been in the DREAM Act, he might be in Mexico somewhere and not doing this here.
Oh, right.
You're missing the point.
I see.
You're missing Breitbart's fucking point.
I see.
It's dumb.
Yeah. John Wayne Gacy went to church.
What do you mean? What's your point?
Let's extend it. Let's extend their logic then. If you go to church, everybody goes to church, obviously fucks and kills
boys. God.
That's the kind of logic that Breitbart's using here.
Yeah.
God, how so sad. Stupid. Even for right-wing nut jobbery, this is really pathetic.
Yeah.
It must be a slow news day.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Over at Drudge.
That they've always got something to talk about.
Also, they're upset. This is another one of the headlines over at Drudge. Film featuring orgies, nudity, and transvestite prostitutes.
What?
Sparks brawls at Cannes.
Oh, really? Awesome. I can't wait to see it.
It's a Daily Mail, a link to the Daily Mail.
Oh, I love that. I love that website.
Where it says 3D hardcore porn film featuring explicit orgies, nudity, and it's British. Nudity.
Nudity.
And a transvestite prostitute.
Hello.
Sparks brawls at Cannes. As desperate cinema goers try to get into midnight screening. So the brawls were people trying to get in to watch.
It wasn't the 3D dick coming at you that made you violent.
A late screening of an Argentine director's hypersexual 3D movie called Love.
Okay.
In Cannes ended up sparking plenty of hatred with brawling breaking out among those trying to get in.
Everybody wanted to see it. They wanted to see the sex movie in 3D.
The film leaves nothing to the imagination as it tells the story of a young couple's tempestuous love affair.
Tempestuous.
Featuring over a dozen extremely graphic, unsimulated.
Wow. They really did it.
Sex scenes. Including close-up ejaculations, orgies, a threesome, and a transvestite prostitute.
How hilarious in 3D,
in 3D,
right? That's so funny.
It's like it's in your eye.
It's the IMAX.
the pink IMAX.
The IMAX.
The
pink IMAX.
The posters already have given it plenty of notoriety ahead of the premiere on the French Riviera, with one poster featuring a penis post-climax. is it smiling?
Yes. As a cigarette in the urethra. A
penis post-climax. So one of the headlines on Drudge. Drudge is all upset about how, obviously...
But it wasn't the movie.
It's going to hell in a handbasket.
It was the fact that...
Couldn't get in. I wanted to see this shit.
But it's true, though. Over there in Europe, people don't know how to stand in a line properly. Not like Americans.
Well, and over in Europe, they're showing a 3D cum shot movie at Cannes.
Well, are you saying we can't see that here in IMAX?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine when this one finally makes it here to the States? They're going to go fucking nuts.
How did someone in the marketing department's like, you know what? We should put a flaccid, big, giant flaccid penis on the poster. That'll make it real marketable.
The headline just changed here at the Drudge, and this is big news.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, shit. You have serious face on.
This is from Baltimore.
No!
The death of Freddie Gray, who was apparently... guilty of the non-crime of seeing a cop and running.
He didn't do anything.
The prosecutor said they were going to press. They recommended to the grand jury charges. And just now, all six officers have been indicted by a grand jury.
Oh, wow. So does that mean they're in jail, or how does that work?
The state attorney said, as our investigation has continued, additional info has been discovered, and as is often the case, additional charges can be added.
Holy shit. God, they're indicted.
25-year-old Freddie Gray died of a spinal injury. Didn't they say like 80%? His neck was 80% severed somehow. I know there's a new video that came out that I think the police released, and then they yanked it again.
Ugh.
But it showed it was the second time when they allegedly stopped and took him out and then hogtied him and threw him back in or something. And I guess they show them the cops just putting him into the back on his stomach.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know. I mean, right there, if he's hogtied on his stomach, unsecured in the bottom, in a truck, in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
You go forward and backward, what's going to happen?
Your head's going to bounce everywhere. Yeah. Your whole body's going to be out of whack.
And they intentionally do that shit. The rough rides, right? They don't strap them in, and then they whip around corners and slam on the brakes to beat the shit out of the guys in the back of the truck.
Serve and protect. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And to break our spines. That one, too. I always forget that they're supposed to do that.
So there you go. The six cops. The headline on Drudge. Grand jury indicts cops and Freddie Gray death. So they're not listing that approvingly.
No,
on the Drudge Report, they're not happy about that on the Drudge Report.
Yeah, the prosecutor in Ferguson read that headline and was like, "Oh, I didn't know we could do that."
No, he didn't. Not that guy. Not that motherfucker. His lips were so deeply around the whole police. He was a cop.
Yeah,
wasn't he a cop whose dad was killed?
Yeah.
And duty and shit like
Absolutely.
That. Oh, no, I'm going to be fair and balanced.
Sure.
Then he presented the full defense to the grand jury when he's supposed to be the prosecutor.
This is really gross.
Just shenanigans aplenty there. So, and already trending on Twitter, grand
trending
jury.
Trending on Twitter.
The term grand jury.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other one was Breakfast a Movie, though, right?
Something like that. Movie of Breakfast. Yeah. Follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you like. At Crab Diving is our Twitter handle.
Yes.
You know, you can also call us. We have Skype. We have a telephone. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Yay.
With an S, not a Z. We're not that cool.
Planet of the Crepes.
Planet of the Crepes.
That's yours. That's a good one. I like that. I think that would be better than the apes.
And
the crepes.
So, join us and join our also all of our social media.
Oh, yes.
Go to crabdiving.com. Over there on the left, there's a shit ton of blue buttons, and each one is a magic portal.
Instagram.
It leads you to one of our amazing social media.
Snapchat.
Areas. We're not on Snapchat.
We should get on Snapchat.
We should. There's all kinds of shit going on Snapchat. Apparently, they're doing new. There's shows. There's shows that are being produced to go on Snapchat.
Barack Obama's on Snapchat. Did you see that?
Every single one of these fucking apps is just going to turn into its own little TV channel.
Show me movies.
So that's what's... Spotify yesterday announced that they're going to be streaming video.
Holy shit.
On Spotify now. So Spotify was music. We're on Spotify, by the way.
Are we really? What do you mean?
Wait. No, we're on Stitcher. We're not on Spotify. Yeah.
We should be on fucking Spotify.
We might be on the live stream list on Spotify.
Really? I didn't put us on there. I didn't even think about that. It never occurred to me.
Thanks to Catherine and Heather and Ali Dinesh, and Mark and Angelica all followed us today on the Twitter. So
and Monkey Pliers favorited Dr. Shivego my waffle.
Dr. Shivego.
Yeah. Shivego my ego. Monkey Pliers.
And Angelica said, you speak my language to Planet of the Crepes. So there you go. What else is going on in the world? Drudge Report, by the way.
Yes.
I still have it open and it just updated.
Right.
So initially it just had the headline that said grand jury indicts cops in Freddie Gray death.
Yes.
Well, they've updated it and they have the same headline, but they decided to add a picture to help tell the story of what happened of six cops brutally, potentially murdering a black man. And of course, on Drudge...
Well, did they have a picture of his family sad that this person's gone?
The picture is of a burning police car.
Oh, I see. I see.
I'm screen capping this. This is heinous.
Fuck you, Drudge. Fuck you. By the way, thanks to Brony Retweet. Brony Retweet.
Oh, we did get retweeted by
the Brony.
That might be a bot.
Oh,
you know, there's
fuck.
a lot of things out there now that
it's not a bot.
Like if you hashtag something, it automatically retweets what you hashtag. It might not be, but there are things like that.
But don't diminish it.
Sorry.
10,000 Brony Retweet has 10,000 followers and they're only following 5. So it probably is a bot.
Well, you never know. You never know. It may not be. Either way, there's 10,000 followers, so hey, thanks. Right.
I put that up there because I put a story out. This girl for her, this little girl had a cake ordered for like her 10th birthday, and it was supposed to be a My Little Pony cake, and the fucking baker got it mixed up and thought it was My Little Tony, and Little Tony is like some obscure, famous, which that's an oxymoron. He's some crooner from Jersey.
And then, oh, really?
But then I put, at least she didn't get My Little Brony. And I hashtagged it, Brony. That must be why.
Oh, the hashtag.
Maybe bronies are following us.
The bronies are following us. Well, they just retweeted us.
Right. We need a brony show on crab diving. Our network. Listen to all our shows.
A brony show?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there enough
content
stuff going on in brony land to sustain a weekly show?
Listen to what you just said. Is there enough going on about a group of people that get together and dress up like horses and bugger each other? Yeah, there's plenty to talk about there. I think it goes on.
I mean, think you just covered it though.
I don't think so.
Don't you think?
I think the mental illness and what's that's got to be. You're telling me you wouldn't tune into a reality show about bronies? At least a couple of times.
Yeah. Now we're talking something different. You're not talking about a podcast.
Yeah,
we're
you
talking
can do about a podcast. What's new in Bronyville, USA? I mean, this guy's got 10,000 followers. There's a lot of bronies out there. Yeah, no one is catering to what they want.
Or there's a lot of people
on the radio
who like to laugh at bronies and watch bronies. And
you think that's the case?
That might be.
You don't think there's a lot of people out there that can't be sexually satisfied unless they're banging someone dressed up like the ass end of a horse? God. How screwy is that?
Oh, Brony Show.
Okay.
There's a podcast already. And there's Brony Time. There's a couple of podcasts already. Oh, Ponyville Live. Holy fucking shit.
Is there? I just thought of the name of our Brony podcast. It's going to be Dog and Brony Show.
Voice of Equestria is yet another one. Ponyville.
Yes.
Brony Radio.
Oh, I love it. Do they have a whole network, Brony Radio?
I guess.
Is there a Brony cooking show?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, do you want to hear a little bit of the voice of Equestria?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Voice of Equestria podcast from My Little Pony.
My Little Drony.
Drony.
My Brony Drony.
Oh, it's not loading.
Ah, shit.
How disappointing.
Come on, Voice of Equestria, what the fuck is up?
Oh, maybe Voice of Equestria is no longer with us because it was from last September. And it doesn't seem to be even loading was the last
quick
episode.
Go on GoDaddy and find that domain and buy it. We'll take it over.
The Brony Time.
Yeah.
Now at BronyTime.com. Let's see if we can see if this one works.
Hey, everybody.
It's got quite a long intro going.
What the fuck?
Well, if this is a Bronyville podcast, God, what number would it be? Let's see.
5 million.
We're at number 95 ourselves.
Pound.
Wait, let's add them together and now like in the 400s.
This is exactly what I thought it would sound like. It's exactly what you would think Brony Time might sound like. I'm going to skip ahead a bit.
That's a lesson, right? That's a lesson for me. Every time you sit there talking about like how many episodes have we done, no one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit.
I want to hear about bronies.
They have the ability to play as fillies and colts. So that'll be a new thing. Nice.
Will you be able to wear hats? I think I need.
That's the middle. I just forwarded somewhere.
See, I told you. There's plenty of shit to talk about.
They could play as fillies and colts.
This alpha beta weekend release that was different from the one that you released was in the fall, wasn't it, the last one?
Yeah, it was in the fall. I think it was in September, I think.
Yeah,
somewhere like that. The new things we have, we're looking at a lot of things that aren't guaranteed, but we may have the ability to play as fillies and colts. As children. So that'll be a new thing. That'll be nice.
Wait, as children.
What?
We'll be able to play as fillies and colts. Those are kid versions of bronies.
Is that like even pervy or something?
Are they pedophile bronies?
No. It's adults dressing up as fillies and colts. You know, but your horse outfit looks different. That's all I can figure.
Less hair?
I don't know.
I think you need to get that out first and foremost. Are there hats available?
There are many hats available.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I'm
skipping forward again.
Is there?
We gotta get out of this.
Are these hats usually not available?
I think they're trying to be funny.
Oh,
and
shit.
And it's just Cora and Asami holding hands in the stream.
That's just like my Facebook wall. That's exactly like my Facebook wall.
Look, if Cora Asami was seducing my youth, they could seduce me all day.
Yeah.
God, we should just hang it up. This is entertainment.
So horrible. What is this show again?
This is Brony Time with Alpha and Five Iron.
Oh, shit.
Black guy. Couple,
oh, that's right.
And, yeah.
Wait a second.
Black, okay.
Black guy. God.
I was actually at a family's thing, I think, for Christmas Eve, and I noticed, like, everybody on Food Network is white.
Oh.
A lot of people. A lot of them are, but there is a lot of
other representation in there as well.
It was just
what
I gotta tell you.
A lot of them are, but there's a lot of
maybe this is only funny to us, but the Brony Time people are stupid. Yeah. I mean, it really is. If just did you hear them talk? Like, why are they engaged in a conversation about diversity on the fucking Food Network?
Oh my gosh,
it's all white people on there, all of them.
Oh no, they have a couple of blacks. Point. That's my point. You can't sustain talking about fucking each other in horse costumes for an hour podcast a week.
Because to me, the main issue is, are you able to be a Philly and or a cult? You know what I mean? Like, why is that so difficult? See, they don't explain themselves. I want to know, like, why do you want to be a Philly or a cult? Not that... some people, okay. You get immersed in a world and then you think everyone knows everything about being a brony.
That was Brony Time, which we haven't had a new episode of Brony Time since late January. But here, fresh from the brony womb, is Bronyville.
Oh, yes.
Episode 175.
Holy fucking God.
That just came out 2 or 3 days ago. So here's Bronyville.
Really?
And now we're live with you saying Barbie a whole bunch.
You can't tell me it's not the same guys. You can't tell. This has to be the same guys, right? This is a Google Hangout. This is their show.
Oh,
so they've got five screens.
Jesus
Barbie.
Barbie.
And hey, she's Barbie in Princess Power.
Yeah, she actually stopped doing Barbie for a couple of years and just got back on as being...
And one of the people
what
has...
What a sad, one sad of them, cross-section of society.
One of them has an automated brony character where every time they talk...
Oh, shit.
Instead of their face talking, it's a
brony
My
face?
Little Pony talking.
I want a brony face. How do we get that for the fucking crabs? What is that? How do you order that?
This is an hour and a half long. Let's skip forward to the 69.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, let's go to minute 69 just for laughs. Minute 69, just to hear a little bit when they're well into their discussions.
You know, that's something that we all do on a daily basis in life, is learn our way through friendship and lessons like that. So, and in the end, you know, Discord learned that it's okay to have more than one set of friends.
Yeah. Oh, this is amazing.
Yes, but you're wearing a horse outfit.
This is amazing.
You have to have more than one set of friends. Here's his friends. You have friends that are cool with you being a horse, that know you're a horse, and you have friends that don't know. Those are the two sets of friends this person has. That's it.
They have a live weekly show.
Oh, fuck.
They have a Twitter. Oh, I guess how many followers they have.
You know, hey, listen, let's get them on the crab. Let's get them under the crab diving umbrella. Get them on the phone. I want this show nailed down.
Who has more followers, crab diving or Bronyville?
Fuck off. It better be crab diving.
It's not.
What? How many? How fucking
it's
many?
Not.
How many?
They've got like 28,000 followers. They've got, they're popular. They're popular.
Shit. We're making fun of them?
So there you go.
Can we listen?
Next week it'll be Crabby Bronies.
Can we listen to
Brony Crabbies?
It's so funny. I can listen to this all day.
Okay, one more.
Is it bad?
We gotta move along.
Yeah, we got to get
magic.
Out of
here.
Magic. Lots of magic and lots of mutant powers that gets worked in there.
Whichever power Barbie has this movie.
Kindness. Hey, kindness and cleverness.
She hung out with Conan at one point.
And don't forget that killer tongue.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mystique Sonya, she's got a good one, good weapon of choice.
I actually, Kelly, I don't know if you remember, I made a joke about that, is if Mystique Sonya French kissed you, she could pull your pelvis out through your throat.
Oh, my God. They have 28,000 followers? Did they get more listens than we do? Did they get more? Did they have more subscribers?
I don't know.
Fuck this. They suck.
I don't know.
They suck. Oh, they're so boring, dude. I mean, this is bizarre. Like, what is this?
I think
are bronies into Barbie dolls as well? Is that what I'm understanding? Are bronies like into like all kind of weird pervy dolls and shit?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Why is there a chick?
I don't know.
Can we use Tide Pods?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I thought bronies were dudes that dressed as horses. What the fuck is this girl doing? What is her role?
I think, can't bronies be...
They're bros! That's what I thought.
I guess. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm not... It's a name typically given to the male viewers or fans of My Little Pony.
Holy fucking hell.
Now, those are just the regular ones. Who are the ones that like to fuck? Don't they have a different name?
Yeah.
Isn't it like Cloppers or something?
Oh, you're right.
Oh, God. The only reason I know that is because of Howard Stern.
This one time.
Right?
Yeah. Is there a Clopper podcast?
A brony who is into the ponies of the show on a more sexual level than a normal
brony. But bronies are
a clopper.
But bronies are into the My Little Pony sexually.
No,
they're not.
They're just into My Little Pony.
Oh my God.
Cloppers are the subsets of My Little Ponies that like to
clop,
that like
bang.
To, yeah.
So do the brownies hate the cloppers? Do they think, oh, pervs, you're just fucking...
I think a lot of them do,
a disgrace to My Little Pony. You're sullying it.
I think a lot of them do.
Oh, fuck. Cloppers. Damn.
It says there are worse things than cloppers in the brony fandom.
What? Well, what is it? Hey, you know, you got... God, this is so crazy. This is the internet has made it so everyone can fucking meet up and hang out.
Here's one that hates them.
Jesus Christ.
As a brony, am here to tell you there is nothing worse than a clopper in the brony fandom.
I meant I clopper.
A clopper is a person who, if you would pardon the term, masturbates. To My Little Pony.
Oh my God.
Cloppers are often disguised as standard bronies. However, what they do is sick and twisted. Allow me to explain why.
Okay.
Oh, please do.
She's going to tell us why it's fucked
this
up
is
to
a dude.
Jack
this
off
is a dude.
To My Little Pony.
This is a dude.
Oh my God.
My Little Pony, or MLP for short.
Oh, okay.
is a perfectly innocent cartoon aimed at children. Children.
You're dumb.
No, I'm not talking teens or that. I'm talking 8 to 12 year olds. I'm talking, ooh, touching the other sex is yucky age. Cloppers take an innocent show and twist it around to strip it of its innocence. Like a rapist.
Oh,
easily
shit.
Strips a woman of her virginity.
What? Fucking A.
Who is this? Well, obviously bronies are just batshit.
And you know what? Honestly, dude, they're not that bright. From what I've gathered from this podcast, what you're reading, I mean, they're stupid.
Then
okay?
There are the artists, Skipsy and Slugbox. Those people who draw
Slugbox
draw formerly innocent characters and turn them into porn stars. It's horrid.
Slugbox is a scourge.
Then they go flaunt their stuff about.
Oh, yes.
I'm still pissed off that Skipsy gets a panel at the convention.
Holy fucking hell.
Skipsy.
Holy fucking God.
Skipsy gets a panel, man, at the conventions.
I'm serious. I am fucking serious. We're not going to any conventions, and we're not paneling right now. How long, if we just kind of modify our podcast just a little bit to make it qualify as a brony podcast, how long until we're paneling at conventions?
I just saw a pony vagina. I just looked at a Skipsy original.
Oh, gross.
And it's My Little Pony laying there with its vagina displayed.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with these people? Holy crap.
Shit.
So this person is outraged. They finish up by saying, so no, there is nothing worse in the fandom than a clopper. They ruin the fandom. They ruin the community's public image, and they think it is funny normal.
I feel like there needs to be a massive campaign to get people to start reading again or something. Because, like, just read a fucking book.
What, instead of jerking off? They did. They are. They're reading My Little Pony books.
I know, but sometimes...
And sticking the pages together.
I don't know. I mean, are people really into this, or are they bored, do you think? Where does this come from? Well, how do you
get... mainstream, but there's obviously enough of them out there that...
Shit, man, know.
You mean how do you get sexually attracted to a cartoon horse? I can't relate.
323-601 Libs. Give us a call, Brodies. I mean, it'll give us a bump in listeners.
Even better.
Motherfucker.
We'll don't use your real name.
We won't judge you.
Oh, we will.
No, not anymore. Not any more than the Brownies. I mean, listen, you can understand the Cloppers, right? They're fucked up pervs that are getting sexually satisfied from banging people dressed up as horses.
Well, we don't know that they can necessarily dress up.
That's true. Well, okay, I can understand. I guess I get that. I understand how that happens, maybe. But if you're a brony, and you're not, it's not like a sexual thing. You're just your adult brain is actually interested in My Little Pony. Like, how the fuck does? What are you laughing at over there? What is that?
It's a visual of a brony.
Oh shit! Tweet that out right now. Oh, you gotta tweet that out. God, that's fucking funny.
Wow.
Go to at Crab Diving on Twitter. You got to see that picture.
There's a clopper.
That's a clopper, not a brony that you just showed.
That's allegedly a clopper.
It looks like that clopper is not necessarily loaded and can't afford maybe the best costume. There's a little slack on that costume.
Yeah, he's wearing like a hoodie. He's got a blue hoodie that he sewed ears on.
Right. Shit.
And he's got purple panties or something with a rainbow tail sewed to it.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Hey, good for him, man. Good for him. I tell you what, you go to some family Thanksgiving thing, you're like, I'm a little bored here. Everybody's boring. And then cousin so-and-so, the brownie, shows up dressed up as a fucking horse. I mean, that'll liven up.
Costume.
You never know. I don't know. We don't know anything about these people. Right. I'm mainstreaming. I'm a brony.
God. How did we end up on bronies? Don't remember.
Jesus works in mysterious ways.
That's right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Somebody else who...
Is there like a brony Jesus, do you think? Like,
you mean like a religion?
Well, I'm wondering if this is how these people see the world, do they see Brony in everything that's around them? Meaning, like, when they think of Jesus, do they think of a guy nailed to a cross, or do they think of a guy dressed as a horse then nailed to a cross
with his hooves nailed to
the cross? Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know what to tell you. God. Who else thinks? Oh, here we go.
You're doing so good. We're almost off this subject.
I know. I'm trying to crowbar our way out of it. Brian Fisher. You want to hear a little bit of Brian Fisher?
You know how he feels about fucking.
He may be a brony. I don't know. Well, these guys get together and
we dress up as horses.
Dress up as horses. Leviticus 9:17 says,
I was about to say, you know that simpleton could find a verse in the Bible that would support the cloppers.
Oh, absolutely. You can find anything you want in the Bible.
What does Pat Robertson think about the bronies?
I don't know. You'd have to explain that to him.
Ooh, what? Terry.
They what?
I dress up as a pony on the weekends.
Right.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Ooh, there you go. Phone ring.
Oh, that's a sound effect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't played that one before. Brian Fisher on his focal point.
Oh, God.
On the American Family Association channel in HD on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen.
Why the fuck does that need to be in HD? For his big fat fucking face.
I don't know.
Good heavens.
Hateful Dickhead. HD.
Yeah.
The he's talking about Oh, you know, his favorite subject. So here's a little bit.
Brownies?
About, well, the gay ones. Here's a little bit of Brian Fisher talking about the gay.
We talk about pedophilia is coming. Bestiality is going to be down.
Well, there we go.
Shit.
He is talking about brownies.
I smell a theme. Bestiality? Is it really bestiality?
Yeah.
I thought it's bestiality.
It's B-E-S.
You say bestiality. I say bestiality.
We talk about pedophilia is coming. Bestiality is going to be down the road. And we've talked about incest. And I think incest is maybe going to be one of the dominoes that's soon to fall. In fact,
you know, this is
the incest domino.
This is all because of gay marriage, by the way.
Oh, I know. Sure. The domino of bestiality.
Oh, yeah. Pretty soon you're going to be forced to marry and fuck your sister.
Incest is coming down the road.
And
bestiality.
You notice, Ted Cruz, that fucking asshole, that idiot, is running around and the term he uses all the time, and
yes,
the same term that his Christo-fascist, frightening American or Cuban Taliban asshole father uses,
right,
is mandatory gay marriage. Pretty soon the Supreme Court is going to make mandatory gay marriage.
Oh, God, that would be a great science fiction movie. Can we write that? It will just entertain the fact that actually happened. Like, we live in a world where...
Put your dick in there. Put your dick in there.
It'll be like, we'll make it real dramatic. At the end of your 15th birth year, you are paired, paired with a big leather daddy.
Prepare your starfish for your quinceañera.
One man stood up to the mandatory.
Yeah.
I will not bow to the mandatory gay, and so say we all.
The bunghole games.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Why?
The only ones hearing that. There we go.
The domino fucking thing, by the
way. It's going to be one of the dominoes that's soon to fall. In fact, it already has in Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
The first domino has fallen.
In Pennsylvania, there's a guy just married a fucking cat.
The gay domino.
This is an amazing story here, but it's about two men, Norman MacArthur and Bill Novak. Now, same-sex marriage was illegal in Pennsylvania. So they wanted to make some kind of arrangements for a will in the future and property, joint property and all that. So they decided that one of them would adopt the other. So from a legal standpoint, I don't even know why the state of Pennsylvania allowed that, because they're grown men when this happened. A pretty foolish and moronic, if you ask me, but they allowed it.
It's probably because they couldn't get gay married, and that was one of their solutions. And maybe they were trying to point out the fact that if they could get gay married,
yeah,
they wouldn't have to try to come up with some legal bullshit to adopt each other.
No. That's foolish and moronic, per Brian Fisher. Foolish and moronic.
One of these men who were basically the same age, they're in their 70s together today, and one of them was allowed to adopt the other, so the one of them became legally the son of the other. So now they're in a father-son relationship.
Oh, my God. So now he's saying it's incest.
Oh, my God. His brain is on fire. His brain is melting, and it's oozing out of his ear holes.
Now they're in a father-son relationship, so now it's legalized incest.
This guy is so fucking stupid.
He is
fucking dumb.
This is amazing Christian jujitsu logic.
Son of the other. So now they're in a father-son relationship, but it's a homosexual relationship. So now you have someone who is legally a father sleeping, enjoying carnal relations with somebody who legally is his son. What is that? That's incest. Now that marriage is...
Okay, wait a second. This is ridiculous. This is beyond ridiculous.
Wow, man. Some people have some pretty elaborate scenarios afoot. I mean, legally...
It's already happened. Look, incest. We told you it was going to happen.
You know, the fucking thing is, you know, as soon as he started going down, brought this up, you knew where he was going. You know what I mean?
I didn't.
Two guys adopting each other. Okay.
Right.
It's just.
Is his son. What is that? That's incest. Now that marriage is legal in Pennsylvania because of judicial activism, they went to court.
Judicial activism. Like, Like when those evil judge made those black people equal.
I think it's honestly when you say this guy, the 70-year-old guy got adopted by his 71-year-old friend or whatever. I think that's
this was in 2000.
Yeah. It's also
before gay marriage.
It's kind of funny, too. It's hilarious, sort of. It doesn't horrify me.
What happened was
his fucking problem.
They were registered domestic partners in New York City. Right. Yeah. They didn't have gay marriage, but they did have domestic partnership in New York where you could have all the benefits of marriage.
They had to fucking do this.
They moved to Pennsylvania where neither was legal. Therefore, they figured a way around it.
Get adopted.
Yeah, adopt me, daddy.
I mean, it's brilliant. What else are they going to fucking do? They want to be seen as family, right?
Right.
That's the whole fucking point.
And fuck Pennsylvania for making them have to do that.
And fuck Brian Fisher because he's so fucking stupid.
Oh, well, constantly. Fuck honestly. Brian Fisher.
Because of judicial activism, they went to court, dissolved their adoptive arrangements, so they're no longer father and son. Now they're just two single guys living together, and now they're scheduling a marriage ceremony this summer. Now,
okay.
They're two guys living together.
But they were father and son for a while.
Oh, my God, you fucking idiot.
My point is, now you have the normalization through the homosexual agenda.
The homosexual agenda.
Homosexual agenda. God, the way he says it. Homosexual.
Yeah. What is that homosexual agenda,
by the
way?
Dick. He's a dick. This guy's a dick.
The point is, now you have the normalization through the homosexual agenda. And through public officials that just either are not paying attention or aren't committed to doing the right thing. And
the right thing.
They're not paying attention either. Yeah. Like, what are they doing?
They're not rounding out the homosexuals and putting them in camp, which is what these guys want to do.
Or aren't committed to doing the right thing and the best thing. Now you're going to have incest has been normalized.
It's normalized,
and this is a ridiculously unique situation.
Oh,
this isn't the normalization and the acceptance of incest.
A person that's not a right wing nut job just doesn't think like the way Brian Fisher's thinking.
You're right. And by the way, fuck your sister. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I really don't care.
And legalized, and now in Philadelphia, or in Pennsylvania, a father and a son, this is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a father and a son will be allowed to enter into a homosexual marriage.
Again, wait a second.
So he's saying,
oh my God,
that they weren't father and son. They move to Pennsylvania. They create some fake legal designation
so that they can
visit each other in the hospital and shit.
I mean, it's so tedious.
And then now that there's gay marriage in Pennsylvania, they don't need it anymore. So they say, wait, look, you know, let's dissolve this this adoption thing.
Right.
And we'll get real gay married. And he's saying, well, no. That's incest. That's a father and son who are getting married.
I mean, let me ask you something, and this is a serious question. At these right-wing nut job or radio stations and whatever, I mean, do you think they have a guy or an intern who is in charge of covering stories like about drugs? Do they have a gay desk or something?
They don't have anything but a gay desk.
I know. It's like all this guy does, Brian Fisher, is cover the gay news more than gay people cover the fucking news. I mean, this is a non-story. This is like, I don't even understand how the details are news. It's boring.
Well, he's warning people that obviously the homosexual agenda, as they're pushing the tips of their penises into all of your starfish, is also...
It's so fucking...
It's going to lead to incest being opened up and, you know, banging a chicken.
You know, it's like,
why not?
You know, the only thing interesting about the story is actually the way Brian Fisher covers it.
Right. Well, what a leap. I mean, like I said, this jujitsu, this mental
right
moronic logic that somehow, because they were legally designated as father and son.
It's fucking mind-numbing. It's I'm happy for these people that they were finally able to, like, get married. Good for fucking them, but Jesus. Brian Fisher's insane.
Brian Fisher of the American Family Association. Now,
is that all?
In the same, yeah. You want?
Move on. It's just these.
There might be a few seconds. Wait.
As we said, now incest is being normalized. There is just no place to stop.
There you go.
We can't be cheated of that. I mean, incest being normalized.
It's just being normalized.
There's no place to stop. There's nowhere to hide. Right. The gay's coming for us all. It's going to be mandatory fucking gay marriage.
That is, man.
You better find some dude to marry.
You better like the taste of balls.
Right. Forced.
Ted Cruz. We spoke a little bit of him.
With a goat.
Ted Lee Cruz.
But what about a brony, Ted?
He of... I'm going to keep track of how many times Brony keeps getting mentioned. Ted Cruz was chatting somewhere in Beaumont, Texas.
Fuck you.
Beaumont, Texas.
God damn it.
He was meeting with local leaders. Promising to defend the Constitution and step back from the Obama administration's foreign policy. He's going to try to promote economic growth. He was in Beaumont to meet privately with county officials and others. I don't know, looking for probably money and support. They say he got into a little chat with reporters. Meanwhile, the hobbit that lives next door is working on a project.
Oh God, there's this guy. I don't know if the listeners can hear, but there's this guy next door that is trying to sell an outboard motor from the year 1940. And so he's got the motor, he's got the blades of it put in a bucket of water.
Right.
So he can test drive it. Who cares?
Ted Cruz was asked by some reporters about his views on same-sex marriage.
Yes.
And he said, is there something about the left, and I'm going to put the media in this category,
okay,
that is obsessed with sex?
Oh, yes, totally. I can't get enough of it.
ISIS is executing homosexuals. You want to talk about gay rights?
Okay.
This week was a very bad week for gay rights because the expansion of ISIS, the expansion of radical theocratic Islamic zealots that crucify Christians, that behead children, and that murder homosexuals. That ought to be concerning you far more than asking six questions all on the same topic.
Oh, I see. Because gay people are getting summarily executed in ISISville, USA, wherever the fuck that is. Then we shouldn't. They shouldn't be allowed to get married here. How dare you ask for that argument?
That they bring up, like, it's the same thing with the poor. How dare you complain about being poor here? You've got a refrigerator.
Yeah, you can live in Afghanistan, but you.
And here, how dare you complain about being persecuted, you homo? We could be chopping your heads off.
I mean, the real disturbing thing about the story to me so far is that this fuckstick is running for office. He's running for president,
and a lot of people want him to win. It's terrifying.
Ah! I'm going to sound like one of those fucking right-wing nut jobs. If Ted Cruz is elected president, I'm moving to Canada.
One report. Yeah, so, but... What about that part about sex? Like,
yeah, you're obsessed with it.
But what is gay marriage? Why does he go right to sex? What does that have to do?
It's the legalization of butt fucking. You didn't know that?
Oh, I see. But they're already butt fucking.
No. Now,
without the marriage,
this is state sanctioned butt fucking.
Right.
You don't know what we're dealing with here.
So when you ask somebody about gay marriage,
mandatory
same-sex marriage,
yes,
Ted Cruz says, "Why are you obsessed with sex?"
Right. He's worried about mandatory gay marriage. He's worried that he's going to have to be married.
Right. It's going to be forcing it down your throat, literally.
Yes.
forcing something down your throat. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what is going on with Tedley Cruz.
Good for you, Ted. Jeez. Way to handle a question.
Right.
Do you know people are being beheaded? That shouldn't be your fucking response to anything.
He's what a
was
nut.
It him that said that before? Somebody else might have, some other right wing dickwad might have said that before.
Basically the same thing. Like, you know, how can you complain here in America? You know, if this was if you were in Syria, you'd be having your head chopped off.
Yeah. We were bitching about the state of our bridges. Do you know people are being beheaded?
This is a report now that In Touch Weekly is publishing.
Oh, yes.
They said they have some documents obtained from the Arkansas Springdale Police Department.
In Touch Daily? Isn't this a trashy fucking magazine or something?
Yeah, like, but we don't care because we like this story. They
sorry guys,
we'd be shitting on them if it was something that we didn't like.
But it's like J-Lo's on the cover every day or something.
They say that Josh Duggar,
oh god damn,
one
it.
Of the famous crotch spawn who blasted forth from that extended magazine of a vagina.
I tell you, I don't know how anybody could be anti-choice. I mean,
and now they're saying that they've found reports that he was allegedly investigated by the Popo for fondling five girls, including some of his family members.
Oh, shit.
On multiple occasions dating back to 2002.
Oh, that's nice. Dating back like fucking 12 years? Or wait, what is that?
He has three children with his wife.
Be 13
who
years.
Who's pregnant with their fourth child, of course. So, you know, they're continuing the tradition.
Only their fourth, though. I mean, God.
They've only been married 3 years.
That seems like a shitload of kids to have if you had four kids. But these people, that's like nothing. You're a pussy.
They're saying he appears to have escaped prosecution thanks to a 3-year statute of limitations now.
Ooh.
According to the police report,
yes,
that In Touch Weekly claims it got, Josh's father, Jim Bob. Jim Bob Duggar.
Jim Bob.
Admitted to authorities that his son confessed to touching girls inappropriately in 2002. He was 14 years old at the time.
Right.
The family, it says, didn't contact authorities, but and police only began investigating in 2006 after a complaint. Someone sent an email right before the family was scheduled to appear on Oprah. Someone sent an email to Oprah's studios saying Josh had molested girls and the family was hiding the secret for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Harpo Studios forwarded the email to the Arkansas State Police Child Abuse Hotline, just in case. The Springdale Police Department report, allegedly, says that Josh Duggar was accused of fondling the breasts and vaginas of multiple minors while they were sleeping.
Oh, jeez. Now, that's not a good habit.
And sometimes while they were awake.
Ugh.
Well, what, you know, women, you know, the wives are supposed to submit to these guys, these quiverful. Oh, here it is. Jim Bob is a former, good God, he was an Arkansas state rep.
Ah!
Member of the quiverful movement.
Jesus Christ.
They say that.
This is a horror scene.
Jim Bob met with church leaders after the incident. So this is like, this is like the priest diddling.
I'm going to tell your church.
They didn't go to the police. Jim Bob went to the Jim Bob went to the church elders.
No. Well, did the church elders then go to the police?
Together they decided to send Josh to a program that consisted of hard physical work and counseling.
They sent him away.
Go work and don't touch little pussy anymore.
Good God.
His mother told police that the program was not really a training center. He was working for a family friend remodeling homes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't even a real program.
If you're a child molester, that will fix you. It'll cure you.
Send him with me, Jim Bob. I'll make him build a house, and he won't want to touch girls no more. What the fuck?
That's amazing. So is
it says Jim Bob. I'm reading from Raw Story, by the way. Jim Bob instructed his son to meet with Arkansas State Trooper Jim Hutchins. The officer reportedly gave Josh a very stern talk.
Oh my God. Is this officer in trouble?
But took no official action.
What about these people that are getting fucking molested?
Hutchins, Arkansas State Trooper Jim Hutchins, is currently serving a 56-year prison sentence for child pornography.
What the fuck is going on in Arkansas?
So the Duggars sent them to this trooper who is a child pornographer.
Is this a David Lynch movie?
Seriously.
This is so fucked up.
During the 2006 investigation, multiple victims testified to police that Duggar had sexually molested them. The report said some of the underage victims lived with Jim Bob and Michelle, which indicates they were his siblings.
Oh, my God.
According to the report, he apologized to the girls he had assaulted.
Oh, he apologized. What did he say? I'm sorry. I fucking...
The family told police the girls had forgiven him.
These are children. They don't...
And
this is nuts.
One of the victims... This is just amazing. So this is one of their children that they brainwashed into glossing over the fact that their brother tried to diddle them. By saying, by convincing them to say, we have to forgive him. One victim told police that Josh, quote, sought after God and had turned back to God.
Oh, my God.
Therefore, it's okay that his finger smells like my poo-poo.
Oh, God, that's so horrible. Why didn't he ask forgiveness from, like, Wolverine or something? This is ridiculous.
Jim Bob Duggar reported so to police that, quote, several members of their church were aware of the situation and had been supportive of the family.
Who's calling the cops? Man.
And I'm sure this is the type of shit that if
what a horrible
if the
community
police started getting involved, they'd be screaming religious persecution.
Absolutely.
How dare you? Religious persecution going after poor Josh. We've handled it inside. He asked forgiveness of the Lord, and the Lord...
Yeah, he retiled the bathroom.
The Lord washed that smell right off of his fingers.
Ugh.
With his love.
God.
There you go. So that's a little horrible. Bit of Christian, jeez. Extreme Christian wonderfulness.
What, who is he
gentlemen.
Now? Is he on that show? Is he a guy on
sure.
this reality show?
Sure, that
Duggar?
He's one of the 46 things that crawled out of that vagina.
What do they do on that show? Do they talk about how religious they are and stuff? Is that their jam?
I would assume it's a huge part of it. I mean, the only reason that
what a bunch of
her vagina is like a revolving door is because
hypocrites
of that quiverful movement. She can't say no when he wants to stick his dick in her, and they can't use birth control or anything.
They're on the Learning Channel, is that right?
Right. TLC.
Oh my God.
TLC.
The Learning Channel. Who's the CEO of that fucking channel?
And Josh,
ashamed of yourself.
Alleged former diddler.
Good God.
Josh allegedly he currently works. He's got a job working as a lobbyist for the Family Research Council.
Gross.
The Family Research Council, which I believe has been designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group because of their anti-gay stance. The crab diving gong. So there you go.
Man.
A little bit of Christian love from the Duggars.
Jesus Christ.
And it's the hypocrisy. Yeah, I mean, it's just the hypocrisy. And the cover-up is unforgivable. What, you know, what is with these religious people? The priests? It's amazing.
These people have a fucking reality show that... Well, I mean... Well, are they going to include this in the reality show, this whole storyline?
Well, I'm thinking not. I think they probably really? Won't highlight this fact on the... yeah.
I mean, to me, this would be the only thing that would be happening. If all of a sudden this started happening in their family, I mean, how are they not going to include it in the reality show?
19 and counting.
Gross.
I guess it's calm.
No, we have a caller.
We have a caller, ladies and gentlemen. To Crab Diving. Hello, caller. You're on with Crab Diving. Who do we have? Hello, caller. Hello, caller, my old friend. We might not have you. Maybe we don't have you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we'll try to come back to this. Try to come back to the caller.
Okay. I don't know.
Are you on mute right now?
No, it's supposed to be not on mute. Oh, God. So embarrassing.
I believe you're on mute. Caller, hold on one second. We can't hear you, but you could probably hear us. So we'll try to...
Well, it's not muted.
We'll try to fix things in a moment here. The I've got another story here about... While we try to fix our technical difficulties, the former, I guess he's an actor turned pundit.
Yeah.
Or he was a pundit, or he was a somebody in politics turned actor turned pundit. Ben Stein, famous for... Yeah, I don't know what Bueller. His most famous movie role. He was the teacher in Ferris Bueller.
But he's an asshole, right?
Right wing nut job. Ben Stein's Money. He had that show on Game Show Network or some shit. Win Ben Stein's Money. Well, he was talking. You know, he's a. They're calling him an economist, I guess. This is on Fox News.
Oh my God, he's an economist?
That's what he's billed as on this clip from Fox News.
He's a fucking actor. How fucked up is this?
They're talking about income inequality, the rich, the poor.
Welcome everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto
On the Neil Cavuto show. Which we just heard a little bit. Actually, I don't. This clip is. I mean, the clip is really long, and I haven't gotten a chance to find out the exact part. So, but I can read what he said. Ben Stein said, "There are we trying again?
Yeah, the caller's back, and let's try it one more time, guys.
We'll try this again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
this sounds better. Hey, caller." Are you on the line?
Is this the voice?
Is this the voice? Hi, Kelly.
Kelly, the voice of Crab Diving. At Kelly Incognita on the Twitter.
I'm never on that Twitter. We should probably stop plugging it.
Well, what the hell?
I think I tried to go on it, and I posted a couple. I don't know. I still don't really know how Twitter works. Don't laugh.
How are they going to get in touch with you otherwise? Your legions of fans.
I'm on a few escort websites. Find me on one of them.
Model, what's that one?
Model Mayhem.
Model Mayhem.
Yeah, I'm still up on there somewhere. I heard you guys venturing into the brony world. That's
awesome. Yes.
It's a good hobby to have.
Yeah, are you a brony?
Do you know any bronies?
I'm not a bro, therefore I can't be a brony, but I do support the brony effort.
That's good.
Are you a clopper?
People are like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, are they really?
I mean, they love and support, you know, their fellow horses, right?
They're animated.
Like something good.
Are you a clopper?
What is that?
A clopper. It's
The Cloppers, yeah, bronies are the ones who are just into My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Cloppers are the ones who touch themselves to My Little Pony and others.
Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there, there's also, I don't forget what you call them, but like the fetishists, they do like the equestrian camps. And like one person is the horse, and then the other person is like the human, and they lead the horse around and like push and stuff. It's a whole thing. Like they go for whole weeks on this like rant on ranches.
Oh, what a fun place to work! That would be. You could do a set, Ryan. You could be the
at the
resident stand up at the Brony Ranch.
Sign me up. Wait, can I? Do I have to wear a horse outfit?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The hole cut out of the back.
Put this saddle on, stupid. Tell some fucking jokes.
Have you ever heard of crushing porn?
Yes.
Is this where they step on body parts with stiletto heels and shit?
No. It's actually, well, God. Maybe that's part of it. But they kill little, like, small animals.
Oh, I can't take it.
Heels and stuff.
No, no, that must not exist.
It's illegal.
The Supreme Court ruled that it was freedom of speech.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pat just picked up the mouse.
It's legal as far as animals go, but it is considered freedom of speech.
Holy shit. Pat is furiously Googling that right now. He's out of his fucking mind.
Crush videos. Crush porn.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Stop it. I don't want to see that.
That's disgusting.
No. I mean,
yeah. That's.
Is this true? Did the Supreme Court?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Holy fuck.
But apparently this crush porn is a thing. Oh. God, people are disgusting.
Who is that for besides sociopaths? It's absolutely disgusting.
Really?
I don't know. God.
Oh, Supreme Court overturns animal cruelty video ban. Oh, but then Obama signed a federal law
banning it
after that.
Right. For it.
Good job.
And then in a year ago, the Fifth Circuit upheld the crush porn statute.
Oh, God.
So, but in 2010, they did knock down one.
How the fuck do you come out against this? What slimeball fucking lawyer argues the for argument? Someone must. Good Christ.
2010, the Supreme Court with only one dissent struck down a federal ban on videos that show graphic violence against animals.
Ugh.
The ruling cheered free speech advocates, but raised concerns that more animals could be harmed.
Oh, my God.
The justices threw out a conviction of Robert Stevens, who was sentenced to 3 years for videos he made about pit bull fights.
Ugh.
God damn it.
The law was enacted to limit internet sales of so-called crush videos.
Oh, Jesus.
Which certain sexual fetishists... women crushing to death small animals with their bare feet or high-heeled shoes. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Hey, everybody, how the fuck do you believe in your sky god after reading that shit?
I guess they just thought that the whole law was too vague or whatever, and that's why that Obama then turned around and that, you know, the legislature passed that law after that. So I guess the fact that they struck down this, it wasn't, we think you should be able to crush animals on video. I think it was the whole law was kind of shitty.
He gave us health insurance and he protected the little furry things.
Alito. God, you talk about amazing. Alito was the one dissenter.
Oh my God.
one of the more heinous, he might be the most insidiously heinous. Like, at least Scalia is out there, and you know that he's a big, blustering Jabba the cunt. But and Thomas, you know what he's about too. But Alito tries to fly under the radar when he's really maybe the most conservative on the bench. He was the one that when Obama gave his State of the Union speech that one time, and he mentioned kind of gave a little slap to the Supreme Court about Citizens United and what a heinous decision it was. He said that it's going to open up elections to, you know, untold money and dark money and foreign money. Alito famously replied, and yes, nobody ever talks, you know, at these things, but he said, that's not true. Like, you could see him mouthing, that's not true. And then here we are a few years later, and it couldn't be more fucking true. It
seems true.
Right.
And I'm sure.
He's such a taint war. I just,
I like that one.
I'm so nauseous about it.
I may steal that.
Is that a taint wart?
He is a taint wart.
That's the worst.
Right? My last taint wart, man, I was miserable for weeks.
What do you do, ice it?
Yeah, a little ice. You can put that little, like, like you can get it burned off. Or, laser. I don't know.
Lance my taint wart.
Yeah.
Lance away. Are you back in the L.A. area? Are you still in desert?
Off and on. I'm back and forth a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I'm back and forth. I just can't sit still, really. I've been on, like, fast food sites, Facebook pages, and I'm posting a lot of messages.
Are you you're trolling the Facebook pages of fast food?
Because McDonald's is trying to, you know, get all the media out of the protest so that nobody realizes that there's all these people who are living at the poverty level because they don't want to raise the minimum wage. So they're just dickwads. So I've been all over them. And Pizza Hut, this whole, like, I get someofus.org, I'm sure you guys get emails from them. For everybody, it's a brilliant liberal, forward-thinking blast that goes out in your email, and it makes it really easy, like, to just, would you like to sign this petition against fast-tracking the TPP? And you can just push send, and it sends it. It's, like, no skin off your back. And just let you know what issues are worth fighting right now. And they make a lot, a huge difference. So that's my promotion for them. But it was, like, Pizza Hut was awesome because they agreed to not use that palm oil from the rainforest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they're one of the hugest, they're one of the companies that uses some of the most palm oil, and it is deforesting the rainforest in a huge way. So, awesomely, they decided they weren't going to do that anymore, and they were going to cut back on, you know, deforestation. But then they decided to franchise with one of the companies in Indonesia, that is, like, the number one rainforest deforester. Like, they are horrible. So they're just like, oh, no, don't worry, we're not going to deforest. We're going to have them do it. So I've been all up their grill. Because you know they're going to listen to me.
They very well. You're the voice. If you're not going to listen to The Voice, then who the fuck are you going to listen to?
Quarter finalist in the 2014 Babe Bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
VOC Nation, by the way.
Oh, God. You remember the person that beat you? Oh, kind of hideous, you know?
A little testosterone-ish.
Like a big lax.
That wasn't our audience, I don't think.
No. I think you're right. Maybe a little. I would like to think wrestling fans would find the show entertaining.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the brony.
I'm always a fan of a good wrestle.
We have a huge clopper following.
Yeah, we do. We might.
With their followers at those numbers, like the bronies and the quaffers, you really should just have a little brony segment that's pro-brony just to bring in, like, more audience.
Well, I don't know if we can compete. There's a bunch of brony podcasts out there already.
Right. And
and we played some clips of them. Go to crabdiving.com for the podcast episode of this wonderful pearl. And you'll be able to hear it.
Search brownie.
Yeah, and you'll be able to hear the clip.
You need to strive to be better. Like, you can't just dismiss these forward-thinking ideas so readily. You've got to keep working to expand your listener base.
Yeah, let me sew on a rainbow horse tail.
That's right.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Good.
nuts. People are fucking weird, man.
People are fucking weird.
Yes.
Anything else going on, Kelly?
Nah, nothing huge. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Are you going to get back into the acting world?
No. Well, I'm kind of in this movie right now that's in process, so you know how that goes. But it's a horror movie. You know, one of those, like, takes place in the woods horror movies.
Yeah.
But it's Breakfast Club meets Predator.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Breakfast Club meets Predator.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, so do you get raped?
You know what? I don't know yet. I haven't read the whole script.
You better read it.
There's a chance I get killed, though, so. Yeah.
But Kelly has, if you're a frequent listener, you know that Kelly, a lot of Kelly's acting resume seems to have characters.
Well, there was a time, I swear to God.
Who gets sexually assaulted.
It was like a 2-year span where I went and saw her in like 3 or 4 plays and she was raped in
every single
one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
It's like I was written into a film recently by someone I knew. I mean, it's a great film. I play a shapeshifter, which, I don't know, that'll be fun, I guess.
A shapeshifter.
But yeah, she's out there in the woods. She gets kidnapped by the opposite side and attempted rape.
Okay.
But I was reading it, and I had to laugh. I was like, I can't wait for, you know, Kat to see this.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Of course I almost get raped again.
I guess we're all looking forward to seeing your attempted rape on the DVD or
cover
the big screen. Yes.
Invite us to the red carpet.
Netflix. Yeah.
Well, all thanks for calling, boys.
Of course. I miss y'all. Let's hang out soon.
Yes.
Go to a bar.
Right.
Let's go. Yeah. Well, you and Ryan can have soda water.
Oh, that's right. You're not drinking. Well, go to a bar. Right. You shouldn't be at a bar, boys.
I am officially 102 days sober.
Awesome.
And clean.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. You should see all the fucking cigarettes and coffee I use now, though.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Great.
Really depressing. Okay. Well, you guys go spread the word of good politics.
Yes.
And bad.
Go forth and be safe.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Love you. That was The Voice. The voice of crab diving.
The voice of crab diving. Kelly, at Kelly Incognito, but she's never there.
She's busy these days.
She's busy.
Trolling Facebook pages, pasting links to petitions.
Exactly. fighting the good fight.
That's right.
We were talking about Ben Stein.
Ah, this guy's a dick. I've never liked him. How do you like that?
And I jumped forward a little bit in the clip. I think I have the part, but listen to... Just listen to what he sounds like. This is Ben Stein. He's on Neil Cavuto show on Fox News. Neil Cavuto.
He's a dick.
Dickwad. Yeah. Hates the poor. And so does Ben Stein. Here's a little bit
about a slice of that deck that's smaller and getting increasingly smaller.
That's Neil Cavuto.
So if your idea of making it right is in her case, and it's in Bernie Sanders' case, is in his case, then you're chasing fewer and fewer paying in.
He's talking about increasing, I think they're talking about increasing maybe Social Security.
Yeah.
But if you increase it, there's fewer people paying in. But listen to Ben Stein's voice here.
Well, you're chasing in your people paying in, and you're chasing a history that does not exist and a future that does not exist. There has never been a case in history where a poor person who's a slovenly, uneducated, lazy, undisciplined drug addict got
a poor person who is a slovenly, uneducated.
You know why it's depressing? Because it's the dude from one of, like, everybody's favorite fucking movie. Like, who doesn't love Ferris Bueller's Day Off? That is an amazing fucking movie, and this guy's a big part of it. And it's a bummer!
Because
fuck this guy!
You're right.
Why is he in one of my favorite movies?
He's one of the ones that basically said, the poor need to shut the fuck up.
No.
Because they have refrigerators.
Fuck you.
And because they have heat.
Suck a dick.
not to be rich because of some wealthy person being taxed. It's fine with me.
Wait, I just want to be clear. Ben Stein is not saying that all poor people are slovenly.
No, not at all. Many are profound, fine, incredibly hardworking people, and I love them. And by the way, I work with them when I go to Walmart, and they're great, great people.
Oh, my fucking God.
I work with poor people when I go to Walmart.
Oh, my God. This asshole goes into a Walmart to buy tube socks, and he has people working with him.
Well, but you know who he's talking about, the employees, probably.
Yes.
They're the poor people.
Oh, my God.
Because Walmart doesn't pay him shit.
How
I go to Walmart.
How much of a pain in the ass is this asshole at Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
You got to help him find shit.
What a shit stain he is. Just he's a diaper load
asshole.
Of a human being.
Everything he said in this. You know what? Per capita, whatever, the frequency of shitty things said in this clip is just off the charts. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you've got,
Good God.
Yeah, the tag team between him and Cavuto.
But there are an awful lot of people who are slobs, drunks, drug addicts. No plan is going to help them.
There are a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people.
Fuck you.
Slugs, slobs, drunks, drug addicts.
Fuck off. Man, it's just so frustrating because the deference, like these rich people are shown and all the fucking tax breaks and the corporate fucking welfare.
Right.
Talking about one guy.
Exactly.
You're demonizing him.
Their own discipline, their own willingness to get an education, that will help them. Taking away from the rich is not going to help them. By the way, it's fine with me if they take away from the rich. I sign my income tax check for the smile, but I don't think it's going to make the poor rich.
Nobody's trying to make the poor rich, you asshole. They're trying to make them, I don't know, eat?
Yeah.
How about
to have a place to fucking live?
Good God.
The basic things that you take for granted because you're a fucking rich white asshole?
There has never been a case in history where a poor person who is a slovenly, uneducated, lazy, undisciplined drug addict got to be rich because of some wealthy person being taxed.
Are you reading Dickens?
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, my God. It sounds like David Copperfield.
All right. Now, I talked to a congressman. I'll leave his name out of it for the time being. But he reminded me after interviewing him some time back that the top rate used to be 90%. So he was
higher than that, 91%.
Yeah, I thought 90.5, 91, whatever. But the point was, he was saying Neela has a lot higher to go. In other words, I thought, please tell me he isn't saying we're going to go to 90, 91%. But I think that's what he was intimating.
Well,
that's not what he's hinting.
God.
You asshole. Right now, the top, it's what, 15%? Romney paid 11% on his gazillions of dollars that asshole made?
That's amazing.
And the more you make, the less you pay, because the more you can afford to pay magicians of accounting and lawyers who can hide your money and ship it off to the Caymans. And
Gandalf with a slide rule.
Exactly. He starts talking. I want to get to the part here where he talks about college, I think.
I think it could go much, much, much higher. And by the way, I don't mind that much if it does, but it's not going to make the poor rich. And it's not-
He's lying. You're lying. You're lying. He's saying, I'm willing to pay my fair share. If it goes to 90%, I'm willing to pay that. But it's not going to help the poor. It's a lie. And nobody is talking about taxing up to 90%, first of all. And nobody is talking about taking that money and giving it to the poor. They're talking about taking that money and, I don't know, investing in infrastructure, which then creates
jobs and shit like
that. What do people who have jobs do? They spend money on shit.
And they fix the bridges so we don't fall into the water
and
die.
Everybody eats. Everybody's happy. Everybody has a little bit of money.
I can't think of anything more horrible than being on a bridge and it just starts falling apart and then your car falls in. Dude.
And how heinous that he's saying it's making the poor rich. None of...
what part?
Of, how is $200 a month in a food benefit for a single mother making the poor rich.
Well, I mean, in a sense it is. It's giving them food to eat. Oh, Ben Stein, you are a giant.
Oh, they hate
fucking asshole.
The poor so much. They're just vile.
I am never watching that movie again. I am never watching anything with Ben fucking Stein in. I won't go to a movie he's in.
Heinous creatures. Just disgusting subhumans.
I tell you what, these
rich cock faces.
I am not going to buy anything. I will not buy anything he advertises for. Fuck that.
Right.
No.
Not going to reshuffle the deck. I mean, if you took all that money and gave it to the dumber people who are way below the poverty line, they'll be better off for a little while. But unless they can develop better habits of life, they're not going to be better off at all. Any person in this country who works hard, gets a decent education, really, really is disciplined, can become a middle-class person unless he's physically or mentally disabled. And that is, it doesn't...
Come on.
How do they get this education... If they're working,
yeah.
And to which he would say, I worked a summer job, and I went to blah, 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 blah. 1,000 years ago when we've talked about this before, when even Harvard was like $4,000.
It's not like it is now, you know.
Right.
This guy's out of his fucking mind.
So disconnected, dude, and clueless.
Develop better habits.
Yeah.
Happened by taking away from the rich. It happens by the efforts of the individual person in America. Self-discipline, reliance upon self.
God.
We want to take away from the rich. We want the rich to pay their fair share back to society and allow us to create jobs and to build bridges and pave roads and build schools that are, rebuild schools that are fucking falling down.
What the fuck is wrong with Scrooge McDuck's fucking voice, by the way?
And then,
disingenuous
when he's like, oh, it's not, I don't care how much money. It's bullshit. It's greed.
Of course you care, you dumbass.
I want mine.
Self-reliance upon hard work. That's what makes it happen.
So you think that providing free college,
here we go,
and making it like just a Benny isn't the way to do that?
Making it a Benny.
A Benny.
Education is a Benny.
Look at those poor people getting all those Bennies. It's fucking ridiculous.
These guys would probably love nothing. Well, you've heard there's some of the lunatics among them that want to get rid of the Department of Education. They want to get rid of education to begin with.
We just want to catch up with Europe just a little bit. They can go to school for free.
And Asia and everywhere, every developed country.
Why do we suck so hard?
Predatory capitalism gone amok.
Oh, shit.
And Ronald fucking Reagan.
Well, I think free college for those who are genuinely poor,
yeah,
for those who are genuinely disciplined and hardworking, is a great idea.
Prove it to me. Prove to me. I need you to prove to me right now that you are genuinely hardworking.
Well, and what does that mean? Again, what does that mean? Do you expect them to have a 40-hour-a-week job working in one of your slave pits so that they could justify then going to school 30 hours a week and trying to study and trying and meanwhile, what about the ones with kids? What are they going to do with the kids? Where's the money going to come from to take care of the kid while they're working 40 hours a week and going to school 30 hours a week and studying?
Well, you just have to develop better habits.
Oh, I see.
Dumbass.
I see. The kid that they might have wanted to abort that you wouldn't, you wouldn't let
them. Oh, no, you can't have an abortion.
I think it's a great idea, and I have no problem with it, and I have no problem helping to pay for it. But 4 years of smoking the neon green chronic and being paid for it by a taxi driver or by a worker on a factory floor or by a farmer, no thank you. I think what we need... Well, we don't.
4 hours of smoking the green chronic.
How is he such an asshole? Really?
I mean, I don't know.
Just a colossal dickhead.
So I don't know. What is he suggesting? Some hourly test? Drug testing daily?
Oh, yes. Drug testing.
Every morning you got to piss to keep going to college.
Listen,
you also have to pray to Jesus.
If you're going
to
spend 4 hours smoking the green chronic, well, then you can fuck right
smoking
off.
Smoking the green chronic.
Smoking the green chronic.
Time here, Ben. Look at the time. But Ben, I'm just curious. Your rich Malibu friends in Beverly Hills, do they egg your house or what do they do?
No, they ignore me. They just cut me dead when I'm walking down the street. But look, college for most of these kids today is just a chance to get high.
Oh my God.
He sounds like What a fucking curmudgeon.
Oh, God. College is just a chance to get high.
What a colossal dickhead. Just supreme
horrible
asshole.
People. Him and Cavuto.
Jesus.
Giant piles of crab shit on both of them.
Give it up for white dudes.
Right?
Oh,
how
Jesus.
Disgusting. It makes you embarrassed to be a white dude.
No, absolutely.
People like that.
Please.
And that's the Republican base. The Republican base is into them. We've got a few minutes left here. I want to talk about... First, I'm going to burp. I'm going to lean away.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't have a burp button. Or it's way over there.
We have no buttons.
Okay, two quick stories. One is news regarding this.
Yes.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The 2016 clown car. Well, you know, we've been talking about how there's so fucking many of these that are popping up. There's
sure.
already five or six that have declared. A couple that have declared they're going to declare.
Oh, yes. The T's, my favorite.
And a couple others that are, you know, smiling coquettishly from the corner.
I'm batting my eyelashes.
Preparing to get the attention of, you know, whatever billionaire is going to throw some money their way. But one of the problems the RNC was having was these upcoming debates.
Yes.
Are they going to have 20 people up on, you know, raise your hand, yes or no kind of question?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So finally, this is I don't know, this is kind of sad news in some ways. And for entertainment value.
Are they cutting these debates?
Well, they're limiting.
What?
The first debate.
Boo.
August 6th in Cleveland, run by Fox, quote unquote, news.
Boo, don't limit these. We need to hear these.
They're going
to
limit it to the top 10 contenders in what they're saying. They're going to take an average of the five latest national polls as recognized by the network. So Fox is going to pick five polls that they like.
They're the craziest assholes.
And they are saying that if it's a tie, I don't know how deep they're going past the decimals, but they said if it's a tie, they will allow more than 10. So if there's a three-way tie for 10th place or some shit, they will allow that. But
everyone should get to debate.
But some of the pundits have been saying that already the Republicans are kind of in a bind because they're going to be going out and to each person are going to be launching not only at each other, but at Hillary Clinton. Benghazi, email, Benghazi,
yeah,
email. It's going to be the debates because their main contender. They don't want it to look like 10 penises on the stage,
right,
launching at the lone woman. So they're trying to figure out a way to get Carly.
Oh, my
Fiorina,
God. Well, she deserves to be there.
So they're thinking, no, not by the numbers right now.
Oh, really?
So they're saying that might be where this tie thing came in. Like, if there's a bunch of people tied, we might.
What about Michelle Bachmann?
She's not running.
Sarah Palin.
Not running.
Damn. What are they going to do?
And they're worried also that, I mean, if it were held today, Jindal, Santorum, Ben Carson would not be on that stage, but Donald Trump would be on that stage.
Oh, my fucking God. I want to see Jindal on that stage.
I know, how sad.
And I want to see.
So right now, the top 10,
yes,
right this moment. Oh, I guess Carson would be there. Jeb Bush.
Oh, boring.
God, by the way, strap in for this fucking list.
Ugh.
Jeb Bush, Scott Walker,
bleh.
Marco Rubio,
gross.
Rand Paul,
fuck off.
Mike Huckabee,
bleh.
Ted Cruz,
bleh. Bleh.
Chris Christie's top 10.
Really? That walrus.
Rick Perry. Oh, Santorum makes it for this one.
Rick Perry.
And Ben Carson. Outside, so today, right now, would be Carly Fiorina, Jindal, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, not fair. Not
Lindsey,
fucking fair.
We would be deprived
bullshit
of Lindsey Graham right now.
This sucks. Just play it all.
There's going to be a second one, another one shortly after that. And I yes. think they're going to, this one, they're going to have two parts. One that has the top 10 and then a second one for those outside the group, but who get at least 1% in the polls.
Okay. It's the lunatic bowl.
Right.
It really is.
But it's going to be like segregated because it's going to be the top versus. I want to see the lunatic one percenters arguing with Jeb Bush and the top 10. That's yeah. what we're waiting for.
Don't you think that's what they're insulating against?
Yes, exactly.
They're trying to make the least likely cannibalize each other.
The last one. They're worried of Uzbekistan and oops and the clown show that was the last one. Michelle Bachmann up on that stage debating.
I mean, it's funny to listen to who I guess they think is the most digestible as a fucking candidate. I mean, that's bizarre. So Rick Perry is at the big boy table.
As of, according to Real Clear Politics average of Republican presidentials as of yesterday or today, yeah.
That is Looney Tunes. That's N-word head camp, dude. That's oops.
Fox News has said that it will provide additional coverage and airtime on August 6th to those candidates who do not place in the top 10. Though. So if they're... I guess they'll give them a little extra time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a shame that we live in a society where that thing could happen.
Right.
But then enough people are still able to get behind
the
him to be president.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with yeah. the education,
commerce.
Commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third, sorry. Oops.
And again, he'll be the first... he'll be the first major candidate,
Jesus,
or candidate of a major party who is under federal indictment
for what
as he's running. That those shenanigans in Texas where he had that commission that he put together to against like government corruption or something, and the head of it was a Democrat, and she was caught drunk driving.
Yeah.
And he wanted her to quit. And she said, fuck you. I don't have to. And so he defunded the whole thing. So they're saying that his use of that executive power to defund the whole program just because he didn't like who was running it.
Yeah, that's
was a
shitty.
Misuse of power. And he's being. I think that's the
we want that guy to be president. Who the fuck wants that guy to be president?
A lot of people in Texas vote for him. That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen, for this crab diving
Jesus
Thursday.
Christ, people are stupid.
Thanks for joining us here. You can listen to this as a podcast and all the other great stuff that's here on the network as podcasts on crabdiving.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, hey, toss us a 5 stars and a good review.
Please.
Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon if you're going to buy shit.
Yay.
Buy it from Amazon and we get a little taste of that. Doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. And audible.com also. Go to crabdiving.com/audible and get a couple of free books to listen to and if you just try out their shit. Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on his Twitter at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com. Find out where he's going to be doing that comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And everything's crabdiving.com, everybody. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow to wrap up the week.
Bye-bye, bronies.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.